Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, back to the Mike Kaltis Show. The Mike Kaltis Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Kaltis Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. It's 6:25 on your Tuesday morning. Our phone number is 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 if you want to reach us. And we're also coming to you live on Bone TV. How do we look, Joe? Do we look good?
He's giving thumbs up.
Oh, I see him, Spanish. Right. I have Bone TV. I don't really have Bone TV.
You can see half of your face and none of Gio.
Yeah, I don't listen. That's not my job. I'm here to do radio, not TV.
Yeah. Well, then why do you ask?
I wasn't talking to you, was
it? You just got lawyered.
Yep. I do see Joe dancing. That's all I saw, which is good enough for me.
Joe was complaining about Gio the other day because he refuses to get a shot on him in there with you. So he just doesn't understand why you can't make that happen.
Listen, it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary.
I don't know. I like
You're saying Joe's whole existence is unnecessary?
I'm saying that Gio...
He's so ugly, he shouldn't be on camera.
Oh, that's not true.
Wow.
Mike was saying it, not me.
You were just clarifying.
He couldn't get it out. I know it's hard for him because he's looking at you, so I just, wanted to try and ease it.
It's hard to concentrate when you look at Gio.
I know you went to college and stuff, but I can clarify for myself. Thank you. What I was saying was, Gio is so ugly that he doesn't have to be.
Oh,
what?
Oh, no.
Gio was never really on camera in the studio.
Right.
No, but when we had
he's
him
talking
on,
more.
Yeah, so when we had him on Zoom.
Then you wish he would stop? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to say, clarify.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to see everybody on the Zoom, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I can't see you guys.
Yeah.
So.
But the audience we can see you, but I barely, because I'm looking forward, and you're to my left, so unless something's going on, I look up over there.
But... Oh, I look at the screen the whole time.
Me too.
But it's like right in front of me.
I miss you too.
Yeah, I like to see you, even though I can only ever see like half of your forehead, because you lean back in your chair.
I gotta be comfortable. These chairs are, it's scoliosis.
I like seeing your face.
No, shut up. Okay, so I found an ad on the Tampa Bay Times. I was looking at their front page, and on the bottom right, they have some advertisements there.
Uh-huh.
Prepare yourself. If you've been bored over the weekends, I've got something for you to do. SideStage has today's hottest Zoom shows.
Ooh.
Discover live performances, creators, and educators who can entertain you in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually type in the search bar. It gives you an example. You can type in mixologist or handyman and see what comes up. Like, for instance, happening soon. You ready for the next event that they're going to have?
All right. What do we got?
Name That Tune, Animal Songs Edition. You have to buy tickets to be in it, to Zoom with it, with Mark. How much does that cost?
Oh, that's going to be $7.
$30.
$5.
$15
a person, on the nose.
Shut
Bye.
Up.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, there's some really good ones here. Let me run through. So you can watch. I'm going to read you the actual thing. It says, crack up with the host of Netflix 100 Humans, Sammy Kay. Does anybody know that guy?
Sammy Kay.
No. I've seen that show, though, but no.
Is it good?
Not really.
You can laugh with Kason Wilson, featured on NBC, True TV, and TV One. That's $20 a person. He's a comedian, I guess. Here you go, a mixologist. You can get a history of American whiskey from the Revolution to today with Old Haymarket Bourbon. How much is that to watch guys talk about bourbon?
$20.
It is 75% of your soul.
The comedian was, one was $20. The guy from Netflix was $10.
Okay, wow. So Whiskey Talk is $8.
Yeah, $7. I'll go one lower.
$50 per person.
Whoa! Come on.
I'll do it for $10.
Here,
You know what I can do for free? Google. Tell me about whiskey.
Yeah.
So basically, these are like, in addition to the comics, is like master classes. Experience educational wine nights with wine expressions.
Okay.
Oh. That's 25. You don't get the wine, though.
Oh,
yeah. BYOW.
Oh.
It's $25 a person for that.
Wow. I'll just buy wine and drink it myself.
Here's one with Ben where he can answer all your WordPress questions, technical or basic. That's $20 a person. But that's not so bad. That's not entertainment. But if I need a tutor or something, if I'm trying to do something with WordPress, well, Ben over here will help me out.
Yeah, you're going to hire a guy named Ben? You trust him?
It's just him sitting with his kid in the picture.
YouTube has all this.
Yeah, right?
You've been beaten.
There's so much more. I'll save the best one for last. There is, if you've been missing Garth Brooks, you can watch this other Fat Cowboys tribute show to Garth Brooks. That's only $20 a person. There is a guy who looks like Bobby Kelly got radiation. He does comedy. He does comedy and magic.
Oh no!
This one is the best. I don't know who this guy is or what. He looks like he might be a fishing boat captain. He's got a shirt zipped up to his neck to like his chin and a baseball hat with a salt and pepper beard, and it just says "The Epic Conversation with Tom." And it's $40 a person.
Oh, come on.
This is better than Cameo. I'm going to get on this thing and be like, just talk to Mike.
Yeah.
Mike's got some stuff to tell you about his life. Let me see what else. So I'm whipping through. There's tequila tasting and all that. Holistic medicine. A handyman who has skills everyone should have for $10 a person. But that's not so bad. If he's teaching you how to do stuff.
Yeah.
All right, these are my final favorites. You ready for these two? I got to find it. Here you go. Vinylin. Anybody want to take a guess what Vinylin is?
Vinylin?
Vinylin.
Oh, they just play vinyls, and yeah, her name is Lynn.
Yeah, and she talks about records she
and
loves.
She's like,
it is three people, two gorgeous women, and one vampire-looking gorgeous guy. The two ladies play the violin, and he DJs.
Okay.
And they look. It appears they give you the appearance in their video that they are like hot in Vegas, like a Vegas show.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like they just play like outside in old Vegas on the strip, and people just stop as they're walking from Old Smoky Casino to Old Smoky.
Listen,
Casino.
We're making fun of this because none of us would ever. Although Carmen seems to be into the wine and the DJ and the vinyl and everything else, but there are people that like during the quarantine are watching like DJs.
Yeah,
DJ.
Yeah.
They put it on. They're like, yeah, all right. Yeah. I got this on my computer, and I'm watching this guy. I wouldn't watch a DJ in person. I've seen some of the best DJs that have won all the different awards, Pleasure Island, like spinoffs and stuff. And I watched for about 3 minutes and go, that was pretty cool. See you later.
Yeah. Did you see all the love connections that happened in those Instagram parties? Like the DJs were holding, you know, like live streams or whatever.
Yeah.
And people would join them. But then what came out of it were people that like found love connections and then they were having Zoom dates over the quarantine.
Hey, wow. By the way, I'm looking at Epic Conversations with Tom, and this is getting better as time goes on. Listen to this. When is the last time you talked to someone so honestly and deeply you just met, it changed your life? Who do you know who creates meaning and magic, spinning a narrative and telling stories, conjures truth from past experiences?
What? This guy named Tom that I know.
Tom has honed a poetic sense of language and communication. There's nothing he does better than drill down to the essentials we want to explore, express, conquer, and transcend. He has changed many lives in a single sitting. He is masterful in his ability to explain without condemning or judging. This guy has a degree in music, by the way.
What?
He's not like a psychiatrist or anything. And you can ask questions or simply listen. Direct the epic conversation or allow it to unfold organically. This dude is charging people to just talk to him. You might be like, I need somebody I need advice, but he doesn't have any experience. He's just a guy.
I don't know. He's a world-class sculptor. That might, you know, help.
How do you know?
It says on his About Me section.
How'd you get there already?
I listened to you, and I...
You can't even tell me how old Kanye West is.
He's 43.
48.
43.
And he's banging Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
Not proven yet.
I got proof.
This is amazing. Anyway, all right, let me get to my favorite one. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, you can talk to Tom for $10. Tom's pretty good. This one is the highest one on here. It's $47 a person. We've seen vinyl in. We've seen models playing the violin. We've seen Tom talking to you about the things in your life. We've seen magicians. For $47 a person, what can this person possibly be?
How to make money during the quarantine.
This is the world's first armless pilot.
What?
No. This is a woman who has no arms who flies a plane with her feet.
No.
No way.
And in our video, they show her doing karate inside. Kill that bitch. You... I don't care. You can be a black belt with your feet. As soon as you come near me, I'm going to push you over on your forehead. She can ride a bike. She did that flying thing. They show her riding a horse. Oh, that's pretty awesome. How'd she get on it? That's what I want to know.
Wow.
Trampoline.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Yeah, she's an armless pilot. That's $47 if you want to go take a look at that.
That's wild.
How does she even type the stuff to get on the website?
Her toes.
These are feet. I was watching the show on TLC, and the girl had no arms. She'd brush her teeth with her feet.
Ooh.
Oh, I've seen guys that have no arms that play guitar better than people that have.
Yeah,
I've it's unbelievable what they
can do. Sometimes I feel like we don't use our feet enough.
Have you ever seen the Office where Dwight starts using his feet?
Yeah.
Jim brings him a hot cup of coffee.
I have never picked up a sock with my hand.
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Yeah, why would you? Or your shorts or anything? Yeah.
Listen, just an armless lady for $47. She says she can provide coaching or motivational pick-me-up chat.
Mike, that should be your thing on the website, is show people how to pick up stuff with their feet.
I'll do it for $5.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Joe has her on Bone TV already.
Shut up.
Wow. That's quite impressive.
What's impressive?
Look, she's not using her hands.
Yeah, she doesn't have hands.
Could you imagine if you just tried to drive your car without hands?
Yeah, but you're a guy who has hands his whole life. If you don't have your hands, you adapt and you can do that. That's like saying, can you imagine doing sign language? Well, you don't have to do sign language. But, you know, you can learn it. You had to do it, whatever. It's the same as learning a language. If you immersed yourself, if we dropped you in the middle of China
and cut my arms off,
you would learn how to speak the language.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you'd learn it faster than just a book, or you're like, I'm going to learn how to speak Cantonese, or what, you know.
My feeble mind is quite impressed by your ability to pilot a craft.
And
with feet.
I got to be honest with you, once you're up there, you know, they autopilot. Like, what's the big deal?
So true, dude.
Yeah, she's not flying by herself.
So true.
She's in there with somebody else in case, like they show her jumping out of a plane, too, but it's because somebody else is strapped to her.
Do you think she drives a car with no hands too?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Oh my gosh,
we had a guy with no hands drive a car, and he had no hands and no feet. We used to call him Pogo. And he kept getting arrested for driving without a license, and we brought him in the studio, and he raced Brent, who used to work with me, in around the circle in front of Cox, and beat Brent.
Oh my god,
he had no arms and no feet. He would have a stick on the gas, and he would drive with his face, and he beat Brent in a race. Yeah, Pogo was great. And then he had to get out of there real quick because the cops already was there and they came to arrest him again because he was driving.
Hey, can I tell you, Joe, if you can put the video of her back up on Bone TV and you guys look at it, if I was setting, like, say, for instance, Pete, setting him up with her, I'd go, Pete, listen, she's a pilot. She doesn't have any arms. Great body. Look at her body whenever they show her.
What was that part that you said after she's a pilot?
Great body.
No, there was, there was something in between
there. She doesn't have any arms. But, whenever they were talking to her, they showed, like, a side view there where she's got a nice rack. And
yeah.
It was pretty good.
And you know her legs are fit.
Oh, and you know she could totally...
Yeah.
Feet, yeah.
But also, when she goes out to eat, does she like take her shoes off and then eat with her feet?
Oh, yeah. You don't go out and eat in public.
You don't go out.
I saw the
eat
one
in the car.
The one woman, she made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with her feet.
What?
Yes.
Galvin, she should be doing the endorsement for Pelt shoes.
No, she doesn't even wear shoes. She has to use her toes.
Gets them in and on really quick.
No.
No, I got these shoes called.
I have these shoes called Kizik. Have you guys heard of that?
Physics?
They look like regular sneakers, but they're made to like slip on.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, they're really good.
That sounds real nice.
I bought a pair.
Are they the ones that are waterproof?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Did your doctor write a prescription for them?
No, my friend Bobby gave them to me for Christmas. Thank you.
Aw.
Yeah, they just like they look like regular sneakers with laces and all that stuff, but you can just slide your foot right in and the back doesn't bend down.
Yeah,
I like them. They're very comfortable too. So I don't know. That was just if she had those, she can get in and out of them And she could, I bet you she may be able to fly a plane better than me, but I guarantee you I can eat a lobster better than her.
What?
My hands eating a lobster cannot, she cannot match that with her feet.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's not a big deal, though.
But while driving.
No, but she has to use her feet. Like you're saying, you know, there's no way a three-year-old could beat me in basketball. You know what I mean? It's not like a big, oh, really? This guy can beat any three-year-old in basketball?
There is no three-year-old that can beat me in basketball either. I'll take both those challenges for $50 on my new Zoom show called Can a Handicapped Person Beat Mike?
Oh.
But no, I mean the handicap. Like, right. They're three and I'm 6 foot.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you rather be with a woman that had no feet or no arms?
No feet, because they could have the whatchamacallit.
Like she's got no legs, just little nubs.
Yeah, but okay, so what if you're gonna make sweet love to her?
Prosthetics.
Yes.
What if you're gonna make sweet love to her and you like to like grab her legs and put them up?
Yeah.
And you can, you gotta hold the stumps.
Oh.
I think I would go no arms instead.
No, I'd go no feet.
Yeah, I definitely go no feet.
You can't hug a girl with no arms.
Because whenever she's wearing a dress or pants or anything, you can't really tell.
Right. Yeah. And it's easy. I mean, I could see why you want to go no arms, Gio, because it's easier to hold them down when you're trying to take advantage of them. I got you.
Wow.
I'd just be afraid I'd get drunk and people would be like, dude, your girl is hot. And I go, yeah, no feet. What's that? She's hot, but she's got no feet.
But
I'd be so depressed about it after a while.
You could get her those blades, you know, for feet. She could run super fast.
Did you see the video? She's putting in her contacts with her toe.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty gross. Now you got toe eyes. You got athlete's feet on your eyes.
Hope she slips, puts a toe right in her eyeball.
And then if you got into a fight, you could just hide all her feet. You could take her fake feet and hide them and be like, good luck, bitch.
All right. Well, there you go. If you're bored, if you're bored of this show, you can go hire a lady with no arms to tell you about flying a plane. Pass.
I'm going to check out Vinyl In.
Watch Vinyl In during the break. It's pretty funny. It's like these two hot chicks with the violin and this weird zombie vampire behind them just dancing, DJing. All right. We got Sporkle when we come back. We're Galvin's on a little bit of a roll right now.
Yep. Yeah. 2021.
Try to change things up so I don't have to dance like a gopher. It's the Mike Caltas Show. Sporkle's next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Caltas Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.